Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with an updated flight experience called Alaska Beyond, including curated entertainment, Northwest cuisine, and power at each seat. More at alaskaair.com.
This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. For most Americans, an independent trip to North Korea can be a risky venture. A Linwood man was just returned to the United States after being imprisoned there for more than a year. And the U.S. State Department strongly urges Americans not to travel to North Korea. But that does not mean the country is off limits. Tour groups have been able to visit. This week on Going Places, KPLU travel expert Matthew Brumley talks to special guest Martin Clementa, who has led tours into a country where few Americans have ever been able to travel.
So, Martin, let's just say that we have a spare week or two to go to North Korea. What are the sites, I mean, that you would say you cannot miss if you go to North Korea?
You definitely don't want to miss the capital, which is a big city. It's very modern as far as architecture is concerned. It's sort of a ghost town. The other thing which is very unusual about North Korea is the traffic situation. Cars are non-existent in North Korea, which is very nice. You don't have to worry about traffic jams. You move around the country smoothly. And there are some fascinating sites. There are Buddhist temples. There are beautiful mountains. The north of Korean Peninsula is hilly, and it's dramatic. And they do have some good skiing.
So Martin, I haven't looked into this, but I am guessing that I just can't go on kayak and book my book a flight to North Korea. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, what's the process of getting a visa? And then once you land, how are you treated? How do you clear customs? All of that.
American passport holders, the only way is to fly in. You don't really have many airlines to choose from. It's one. It's Air Koryo, which is a flag airline of North Korea, and they only have flights between Beijing and Pyongyang. You need to have contacts with local government-controlled tour companies, and they will issue a visa. And as an American passport holder, you are allowed to stay in North Korea for 10 overnights max.
But you're not able just to, you know, land at the airport, rent a car, and then go cruising around North Korea. I mean, you have to stick to a program, I suppose, and you have to be with a licensed government guide, and that you're probably watched a bit the entire time you're there.
Yes, you fly in and you are immediately taken over by a local government licensed tour guide who is always around you and who keeps an eye on you throughout, and they make sure you do not deviate. They sort of follow on you. They watch what you do. They make sure that you take pictures only of what they want you to take pictures of. However, I mean, it's still, for people who really want to go there, this is the only way.
Do many Americans feel that if they travel to North Korea, that somehow by giving their tourist dollars to the North Korean regime, that they're somehow supporting the government? I mean, is there some kind of inter-conflict about traveling there?
Well, I understand your concern, yes, Matthew. We've been seeing people traveling worldwide, all kinds of places. Remember the days 25 years ago, the Soviet bloc countries? I mean, people would go to Soviet Union. Travelers are just anxious to go, and I don't think they think in these terms.
By going to these kind of off-limit places, you're not really supporting the regime as much as you are is introducing that population to different ideas and different different life philosophies. And if anything, it's probably speeding up and helping to make that society even more open.
We are people, and we want to see the way you live. We want to visit with you. We would like to communicate with you on a humanly basis as much as we can. And that's the nice thing about travel.
That was tour guide Martin Clementa speaking to KPLU travel expert Matthew Brumley about visiting North Korea.